1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start this week and had an awesome weekend. Over the weekend, it was a great time. I got to go to the Kalamazoo County Expo Center and check out the art fair that was going on, the garage sale art fair that was happening. Really cool. So many really unique vendors. Everything from like Christmas stuff to Halloween stuff to spring stuff. I mean, there were so many amazing artists there. There was one who had like these seed pods that he crafted from clay, and just like the coloring and the craftsmanship that went into this. It was just so impressive. There's so many people who had such cool items to offer. Probably one of the biggest ones I saw, one that was like incredibly in demand, was this blown glass. And they were like, basically it was like blown glass for your yard. So they had like gave you a rod, and it was just these beautiful colors, and they almost look like swizzle sticks or flower pods and bulbs. And these things were incredible looking. I mean, the coloring and just the effort that was put into these were amazing. And this guy was like constantly restocking because there was like 15 people crowded around him the entire time. So I'm like, man, that guy probably made his entire year's salary in that one show. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. If you guys shop at Meijer, there's something that you're going to want to keep an eye on, especially if you're using the self-checkout, because I ran into an issue last week where I scanned something and it ran up twice. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And I, you know, had to get help, and the guy came over and I said, yeah, this rung up twice when I scanned it. And he's like, yeah, this happens all the time. And I'm like, that's not good. You know, I'm thinking like, we should probably, you know, fix that. And somebody in St. Joseph ran into the same exact thing. In fact, they posted about this, and it's up here on the 1077 RKR app. He said they're double charging for items at both locations. So this seems to be an internal issue. He said Benton Harbor and Stevensville. This happened at least three times when I purchased items from Meijer. Went back to basically report the double charge and was told by the customer service person this happens a lot. So I'm sure that they're doing something about it. But if you shop at Meijer, you're going to want to keep an eye on your receipt, because we could be getting double charged. And right now, we need all the money we can get. We don't need to be charging for things we're not getting. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Born on this day in 1962 is the frontman for the self-named band Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi. In celebration of his birthday, we take a look back at his self-titled debut album from 1984, which was a massive hit, featuring hits like Runaway, She Don't Know Me, and Shot Through the Heart. It's a staple record of the 80s. Make sure to pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Yes, the world's deadliest bug is returning to Michigan, and I think you all know exactly which one I'm talking about. Up here on the 1077 RKR app, we have some projections of when we might be seeing the return of mosquitoes. Not a fan of these stupid, annoying, biting fiends, but yes, they're going to be coming back. And, you know, the crappy thing is like, even though it's nice because we're getting now in the month of spring, and this week we're starting to warm up a little bit. It's going to get into the 40s and 50s, like, consistently. So it's like, it's keeping my hopes alive that maybe winter is coming to an end, but we'll have to see. But it always throws off a little bit when the weather starts to warm up around this time of the year, because you know we're going to get another massive snowstorm at some point. But it could be the return of the mosquitoes a little bit early this year, but we'll have to keep an eye on the weather. And the 1077 RKR app will help you prepare to take these things on and take them. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. One of the largest pizza chains in Michigan is closing locations. Papa John's has announced that they're going to be closing a bunch of them. They said by the end of 2027, Papa John's expects to close approximately 300 underperforming restaurants. They're mainly franchise-owned locations, with 200 closures likely happening this year alone. The 107.7 RKR app would go to a little bit of a deep dive on what they consider to be underperforming locations. We have some here in Southwest Michigan, so they could be closing down. But some of these big chains, man, it's hard to compete with the locally owned stuff, man. The unique places out here, like, you got to do something to stand out. You got to do something unique when you have so many options out here. So hopefully not too many people here in Southwest Michigan will be affected, but we'll have to keep an eye on it and see. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Why did the chicken cross the road to go to a Chick-fil-A? That sounds like a bad joke. It also sounds very illogical. That seems like the last place a chicken would want to go. But this happened Friday in Battle Creek at a Chick-fil-A off B Drive North in Battle Creek. A chicken crossed the road. It's this little black chicken. And you can see this photo up here on the 107.7 RKR app. It ran across the street into the parking lot of a Chick-fil-A. It took this woman to have to, like, go in and get it. Now, luckily, the chicken is safe. This is friggin' ridiculous. This chicken has no idea how close it came to death. Not only because of the road, but, you know, you're a chicken. Like, you don't want to go to Chick-fil-A. You've seen those billboards. And if you saw this, like, please hit me up, 978-1077, because this story is ridiculous. I should have saved it for Weird Ass Wednesday, but good Lord. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Some good news for downtown Kalamazoo. The building that was home to the Old Peninsula Brew Pub for 25 years is going to be restored. It's actually going to be opening back open. You know, the Old Peninsula Brew Pub was there for 25 years, and then the Saugatuck Brewing Company moved in. They opened up that in 2023, but they had to close down after that fire 2 years ago. So it's just kind of been sitting vacant ever since the fire. And the city of Kalamazoo announced that it's going to be putting in a bunch of money. In fact, city commissioners put in for $700,000 worth of restoration to go back into the building. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can read a little bit more about what they're planning, apartments and apparently a new bar as well. So that building is so historic. Like, you take a look at some of the black and white photos from the early 1900s, that building is predominant, just stands right out. So it's stood the test of time. So hopefully so will the new restaurant. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Michigan's kind of the capital of a lot of different things. A lot of people consider it like the beer capital, the automotive capital. And now I think it's pretty plain that Michigan is the capital of hockey in the entire United States, if not the world. Michigan has been tearing it up in hockey lately. I know, you know, most of the hype around Michigan sports has been the Detroit Lions, but you got to take a look at what we've been doing as far as hockey in Michigan is concerned. Michigan State Spartans are 22-6. Wolverines are 24-5-1. They recently dropped from number one. Western Michigan University is 22-8. So they've still got a great record. And then you got to take a look at what's happening, you know, what just happened in the Olympics, in the men's and women's, where Michigan-born players scored the game-winning goal. That was huge. And overall, the Red Wings are killing it. Like, we might be, like, back in the game with the hockey capital of the world. I don't know. This is definitely hockey town. It has finally returned. It only took him 18 years.